fit in a different, you know, all sorts of sets. I've been going in at the Sam position, as well as on a sub team. So a little bit of everything. I do it all, kind of backer, to be able to rush, to be able in the, to be in coverage and all sorts of stuff like that. Just a variety of things. Coach is going to put me at different places, and I'm excited about it.
How comfortable are you playing and
Yeah, I think, you know, it's going to be good just because I can do it stand up. So it's something I'm comfortable with. It's something that I'm going to need practice at. Just like anything I do, I need to practice, you know, playing off the ball as well. So I think every day I'm getting better at it, and every day I'm getting more and more comfortable, so it's good.
You lined BYU using that regard at all?
Yes, they did. They stand up.
You lined up in several different positions at BYU. I mean, obviously you're going to be versatile here, but, I mean, how nice is it to maybe have a little narrower of a focus so far?
I don't think that's the case.
You referenced Derek Brooks as a linebacker. You really like, he wasn't a rush linebacker. He didn't make his rep that way. How much do you like playing, you know, behind the line of scrimmage and really playing on, you know, a really different role?
Yeah, I mean, he's someone that I watched growing up, but, you know, I'm my own person. He's just someone I looked at and said I like his game, and I liked what he was on and off the field. I don't try to emulate my game after him because I'm my own player.
Any reason, 95?
No, this is, you know, I can't really comment on that one. It's kind of the jersey that was issued to me, and Tim, the equipment guy, Tim, would be able to explain why, and so I don't know why.
You had no say.
I'm just going to not comment on that one.
Did you have a chance earlier in the week to meet any of the veterans or get on the field with them?
You know, I did have a chance to meet the veterans. It's a good group of guys. They work really, really hard. You know, there's guys that have been here for a while, and be able to learn from them and be acclimated to how they are as people was pretty good last week.
What do they share with you? Any knowledge or tips?
You know? No, not necessarily. It's just, you know, kind of get up with the program. This is the pros, and you know, I expected that, and I'm excited for it.
What's been the most difficult thing?
Oh, man. There's been a couple things. I can't pinpoint one. You know, just managing your time wisely as far as studying film and, you know, working on your technique, things in that nature. So I can't pinpoint one. There's a couple different things. Just doing the little things right, correctly all the time.
This is probably a question for all rookies, but what's it like to leave, BYU as, you know, one of the old guys, and come here, and you're the young guy now? What is that whole dynamic like?
You know, I enjoy it. It brings that chip on your shoulder. You're new. You're trying to make a name for yourself on this team and in the league, and you got to do whatever it takes to make plays and to get on the field to help your team win. And that's what I'm all about, is winning. You know, that's something that I downplay a lot, just because, you know, I haven't played for a while, but it's helped me on my ball skills tremendously, I think, and to be able to know route combinations and to slow down, because you have to watch everything develop, helps out a ton.
Was there something else, though, that has helped you with those cover skills?
No, just intercepting the ball.
Well, you're not allowed to celebrate in college. You have a touchdown dance for the pros.
Nope. Same what I said earlier. Act like you've been there before.
How would you sign your contract yet?
Huh? That's something that my agent's going to take care of. I'm just waiting back and kicking back.
How would you characterize
couple more?
Terrell Austin?
Can you say that?
How would you characterize Terrell Austin just as a coordinator?
He's intense, but he's a teaching coach. He allows you to, you know, play the play, and then he teaches you after, but when he needs to get on you, he gets on you. And I respect coaches like that, and I respect the way he approaches the game and how he is prepared every time you step in to a meeting room, so I respect him a lot.
Have you had a chance to watch much film with him yet?
Not personally one-on-one, but yes, I have, in the meetings that I've been in there. So it's been, you know, all week and all weekend. So yeah.
Has there been
one
anything,
more for Kyle?
Anything you've been able to do, see of the city, or experience, or weird things about Michigan?
Nope, football 24/7.
All right, thanks,
yeah.
Kyle.
Thanks, Kyle.